Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome molding tubing for optimal results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Hello, you're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. We have two special guest hosts tonight, and they're going to be Big Fred and Meatball. How are you guys tonight?
How you doing, Lady A?
I'm very
well. How you doing, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you two?
Hey, we good. We good.
It's going all right.
Trying to weather stay healthy in this weather. It's changing on us. Hot one day, cold one day. You know, so just trying to maintain it.
I do understand that. How was your weekend?
Oh, blessed. Went to the football game today. Our home team lost, but we tailgated and had a great time, fellowship with the fans, and took the fast show on the road again today. So, you know, I had a good day today. What about you, Ball? How did you do today?
Man, I stayed home. I was on daddy duty today. So I stayed in. I watched the game on TV, and I seen the same result that you seen. We should have been at the track side looking at that game, but they gave it their best shot.
That's good. Lady, what about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good, pretty quiet, laid back, just relaxing. Thanks for asking.
Hey, that's a good thing.
Go ahead, boy. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to get to some good topics tonight. Some of the topics are going to be we do know who was the best grudge racer and what they call them, hat racer of the year. We knew that goes to Fizz, but in your eyes, I want to know from the people that who was the best grudge racer in Michigan.
The best grudge racer in Michigan. Okay.
We can go from 1 to 5 or 1 to 10.
Okay, well, we're going to get that started. One thing, Tony, he specified last night on the Tao show that we were not going to entertain the Milan saga. So, I don't know if you were on that last night, Ball. Did you hear what happened?
No, I didn't hear anything. What happened? I keep forgetting to call in on that Saturday show. I gotta get my act together and get on that show.
Well, they had a problem with the Adams. They were kicked out of Milan. And they said it's been posted on Yellow Book. Milan even sent them letters telling them they were no longer welcome at the track. They had a great show. Tao had a great show last night. A lot of people from Michigan calling, people from Cincinnati, Wisconsin guys that had raced at Milan before and had experienced the disrespect from the Milan staff, which I know you know firsthand how, you know, they treat the racers and fans there. So it was emotional. I even had Mama Adams get on last night. 40 years racing at the track. She works at the track, by the way. She works in the booth. But Tony made a shift that he was not going to entertain that on this show tonight, and he was not going to have Milan on his show. So I think we're gonna abide by the governor's wishes, since we're the a lieutenant governor and a appointee tonight. So you know, we'll let him deal with that one when he gets on the show. But
that's no problem. I respect that. I respect his wishes and what he wants, you know, what to do on the show.
So the topic is tonight. One of the topics you said, who was the best grudge racer in Michigan? That was what you said, right?
That, yep.
Okay, well, that being said, you can start off. Who do you think was the best? Who's the top five in your opinion, your thoughts?
The best rivers in Michigan, I will get to go with the they're my rivalries, but they're pretty cool with me. You know, I talk to them every day. I got to go with the Never Scared Camp, so Wayne and Jimbo. I got to put them as number one. Was a year in Michigan. Number two, I would have to go with JP. I got to go with the kids. JP been whooping ass for everybody out there arguing. JP whooping ass. So
yeah, what does JP drive? Let the fans know, what is JP riding?
JP is driving a 99 or 2000 Camaro. With a small block, nice, high suspension street car.
Okay.
And he getting the job done. So hats off to JP. Number three, it's hard, man. And it's hard that, you know, I don't want to put my own racing crew in it. But I had to go with, Skip, came out with a bang. The Batmobile, Capri. You know, he came back out here and, you know, did what he had to do. That's just me. He's my pick. Number four, Grudge Racing. It's been like an off year, man. So, and I'm kind of stuck at number four, you know what I mean? I got to go with Mark Frank. And number four, I can't forget Mark Frank and with Lance driving. Can't forget them guys. And number five, I don't know. Like I said, we had an off year, so I don't know. Who you think? Give me your top five for it. I mean, I don't know. I kind of.
You know what? And actually, I'm playing it back in my head, and I'm gonna have to come back to you on that. But let me ask you this question here. Like, you know, in the last few years, I've been giving out Street Racer of the Year. You know, who's the king of the street? And we didn't have that this year based on because of the events that happened with the authorities, quite naturally. And so we didn't really have the street racing like we used to, and which was good. That's good. We took it from the street and took it to the track. But in your opinion, based on what you said, who would have been the street king this year?
Street king of the year, like I said, the top three candidates of the street king of the year, if he was on it, I would have to give it to JP. I would have to go with Skip is in that category, and I have to go with Mo with the what they called street king.
Street King. Most street races won.
Right. Well, that street team is they've been out here, man, you know. They've been getting it on. Also the other two guys I named, Skip and JP, I gotta sit down and look at some tapes and CDs or whatever, and see, you know, who was the best of the year.
Because we didn't do it for 2012. 2010 was Jay with the small block Cutlass, if you remember. I gave him the award. And last year it was King Doozy from the East Side.
Well, you know, I forgot about King Doozy off the East. Doozy, man, look, Doozy was knocking them off.
That's 2011. He was knocking them out.
Yeah, he was hurting people. And you know what? I finally found my fifth breath record. I gotta go with Big Shot Nitrous.
I gotta go with him.
I don't know how I forgot him. I gotta go with him.
That's all right. I said, that's a good category. I said, that's a good top five. Let's go to the phone lines and see what the fans think. Let's see, you know, if anybody out there want to contest that, you know, from the graduation that we did at the track and all around. So, Lady A.
Okay, guys, I just want to let you know we have a lot of callers with their hands up, but I'll start now. Tao, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on, Meepo? What's up, Big Fred?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Dale?
Hey, listen, I agree with those five, but how do you leave out Tony, little Tony, and Chemo? Don't they sneak into that top five anywhere?
Well, Lil Tone was the reason why I couldn't say Lil Tone's a good friend of mine, and Lil Tone should be in that category, but Lil Tone came out a little late due to his work. Everybody, if you know Lil Tone always put his work before pleasure. So Lil Tone's work held him off. Lil Tone had a busy year this year, so he was not able to race like he raced. But I mean, next year will be different with Lil Tone. Chemo, that's also a good friend of mine. Chemo had a couple of issues with his car or whatever. He also came out a little late due to his work and his dedication to his job. So,
I got you. Okay.
And I'm just going with the guys that been, you know, that wasn't so busy with their work and was able to be at the track, you know what I mean, here and there, you know what I mean? So I'm not knocking Lil Tone or Chemo. I was curious.
I know that they run pretty good, and I just didn't know, you know, earlier in the season if they were running.
They had demanding schedules during the spring and summer months, especially Lil Tony with the business that he's in. It's demanding at that time of the year, and like you said, after September on. He's free and he's ready to lock in and engage, you know, after his season is over. So he made some races, but not like most, like Big Wayne and Jimbo, you know, JP and like Mark Crank and these guys, they were there. You know, their jobs allowed them to race, you know. So it was same with Chemo, like he had a problem with his car. He had to get taken care of, and then his you know, his job as well. So, you know, but now the way their jobs are now, they can go ahead and engage right now. How you doing tonight, though? I know we talked earlier briefly.
I'm doing good. I was pulling for the Lions because I hate Green Bay, and I was thinking, man, it's looking good, and man, it's a good thing I didn't put my foot through my TV, man. I got to watch the game tomorrow night, but. Yeah, I was pulling for
that,
man. I was hoping for that upset.
Hey, but I also want y'all to know, watch out for Lil Tony and Chemo. Watch out for them guys. That's all I got to say.
I'm telling you.
We ain't watching out for shit, but it's all good. Hey, how y'all doing? It's Leroy.
What's up, Leroy?
Hey, what's going on, Leroy?
Hey, Leroy.
Hey, y'all got it, man. Hey, Tao. Hey, Fred, everybody. Hey, I was calling in to support the show. I was telling Lady A I feel a little better, you know, and I'm able to get on the phone and I'm prepared to holler and scream if I had to, you know.
But, you know, hey, just take it easy, brother. You have all the time in the world to get the holler and scream. Get your health first. Let's get you 100%. You know.
Yeah.
Get you 100% first. You know.
I was looking forward to talking to Chemo and Tony tonight. I'm like, yeah, I'm finna go down on their ass tonight.
Wait a minute, is that my name? Hold on. I'd like to welcome everybody. Chemo Sub-Zero.
There he is.
What's up, Chemo?
Hey, Chemo, since we couldn't get our other race off, man, I collabed and I worked out some other things, man. And I got something that sit like you, man. And we, you know, when the time presents itself, me and you, we just going to do the toe-to-toe thing just like each other, man. And like I started off saying, and we initially, you know, had our falling out of words, I told you to get your ass, no, you said get your ass down, and I said I'm going down on that ass. I said down on that ass I go. I be mixing you and Tony up. Tony say, get your ass, one of y'all say, get your ass down. And I said, down on that ass I go. And that's how we're going to work that shit out. Win, lose, or draw, we're going to have fun. I look forward to playing with y'all. And y'all just keep that pretty car together. And so y'all could either get some ass or get some ass tote clean from up on me. That's what's going on. So, we do have a Mustang in the family, and I look forward to playing with you fellas.
Is that small block nitrous or is that a turbo?
No, baby. I guess you didn't hear me when I say I'm sitting just like you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Small block like turbo.
Small block turbo.
Okay.
Ooh. And when that motherfucker whistle, it whistle Dixie.
Okay.
That's what's up. Hold on, fellas. One thing. I need to give a shout out to Grudge Inc., J Bond's Cold Killer, and the beautiful Lady A, which we met when we was in Macon, and the Grudge Inc. family. Got to make sure that we get those shout outs first and foremost. I forgot about that as I'm starting the show today, so got to bear with me. I'm winging my way through this. That's why I got Meatball co hosting with me, and I'm glad Chemo, you came on as well. So, you know. Like I said, Jay Barnes and Cold Killer Lady A, let you guys know that we shouting you out and the Grudge Inc. family. Lady A, you got anybody up on?
Yes, I've opened a lot of mics, so guys, just jump in when you're ready.
What about
what's up, little Freddy?
We got the Sebo Strangler on. What's up, Strangler? What's going on? What about DJ Grant, Lady A? Is he in the queue?
Not right now, no, sir.
Hey, Fred.
What about Bobby? Yeah.
Hey, Fred. Hey, Tail. Hey, listen, I was listening when you were starting off the show, and I know you were talking about the stuff we were talking about on my show last night.
Right.
I think what little Tony was saying was he didn't want none of the higher-ups from that other track calling on his show. I don't think he meant the people. I think he just meant the track.
Well,
okay.
We're not going to even get into the satisfaction.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I just didn't want, the people calling in, I didn't want them not to, you know, I still want them to, you know, be calling in, saying what's up and showing their support for Bud Inc. and everything, too.
Okay, without a doubt.
But yeah, like I said earlier, I let him address that, you know. I'm not going to touch that situation because, like I said, I'm just filling in today, me and Meatball. And like I said, just like you said last night, I want to hear the other side and get the facts from them as well. You know, everybody voiced their opinion, which you had a beautiful show last night. But today I think we just need to move on, and then we're going to revisit that once we get those individuals that's over the track involved, you know, in our conversation. But I, like to say, I'm going to let little Tony deal with that since he's the governor.
Yeah.
You follow
me?
Yeah,
no problem. Oh, yeah, heck yeah, I do. Yeah, no problem with that, man. I just wanted to just, you know, let you know on that part. But, yeah, man, you guys
yeah,
do it. Cool,
I appreciate it, you know. Correct me if I'm wrong. I appreciate it. I have no problem with that, Teo. Is Kev on the line?
What's happening, guys?
What's up, Ted Kill?
Fred and Meatball show tonight.
Yeah, I told you. It's Big Fred and Meatball representing Grudge Inc. and the Fast Show. I told you, we're coming. 2013, tell him 2013. I'm telling you.
What I tell you, and Meatball? Y'all doing a good job tonight, man. I wanted to give y'all a chance to support the show.
You know,
y'all doing an excellent job. Keep it going.
I know I talked to you earlier, but I never said nothing about this, so it was like a surprise to everybody. You hit the big dog and my man Meatball regulating the show tonight. You know, so
we're going to try to recognize the show as much as we can. I want to know, hey, Kimo, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Kimo, tell me who you think your top five world racers of Michigan for the year is. That's your top, just you just speaking of, you know.
But let's make sure we get it straight. For this year,
Well,
not just the years in general, but for this year, I would go with Never Scared. I would go with Mark Crank.
Okay.
I don't know that. You know who else? For the street team for this year, I would put a little more in them. I heard they were cleaning clocks out there. Then, of course, the guys returning, I would put Skip. I don't know the Big Shot Nitrous. I would put Big Shot Nitrous up there. So he went over there and won one. And I don't know that other little kid y'all talking about. Bad
JP.
JP, yeah. You know, I asked on the internet, who is that kid?
He used to be with Jimbo. He was down there making with us.
Yeah, but what car do we have?
He got a Camaro, red. He used to have a black Mustang, then he had a blue Mustang, and he sold them. Now he got that red Camaro.
So he got the red Camaro with the black rims on it?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. It got drag radios on it?
No drag radios.
So these guys represented this year as far as the grudge racing here. At Milan, all around surrounding tracks. Like I said, Big Wayne and Jimbo, they did a great job. Skip came back out. Skip had been gone, 2 years? 2 years off the scene? Came back and with a vengeance. You know, came back with a vengeance. You know, so that worked out pretty good for him. Just for JP, Mark Crank, these guys are running pretty good. And just like they had the banquet, they had a banquet for the Grudge Inc. family. We're going to do something for the racers as I always do, except for I didn't do it last year for other reasons. But this year, we're going to continue the fellowship and unite like we did previous times. Kimo, I think you came over to the bazaar where I threw the little parties for the racers. So
yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing this year.
Are you going to have a award for the fake-ass race of the year?
The fake ass race of the year. That can be given out. Without a problem.
Who that makes?
Hold on.
I want to put a name in that hat.
who would that be, man?
Man, that's the entire Bucks Motorsport.
Wait a minute, Ball. Why would you name them fake-ass racers of the year?
I see you guys draw down on the Bus Motorsport cap, but I see they never call in. I take it back. They will call once, but they never call in to defend themselves. Why do you think that is, Kimo?
Because, man, I heard a conversation that Avery, one of the ringleaders over there, had with Ball. He told Ball that he got to let him go up under his hood, disconnect all the nitrous. And Ball told him, okay, that's fine. We're going to do the same in your car. He told Ball, we don't let nobody up under their hood. Man, who the fuck is you, nigga? I mean, excuse my friend, but who the fuck is you? You want to go up under a manhood, disconnect wherever. The man said you can disconnect wherever you want to disconnect it from. But now we're going to do the same to you. Oh, no, we're going to let nobody on your hood.
Well, you know what, neighbor man, we tried to engage with them this weekend. We just going to run them against, I tried to set a race up with him and Johnny Quick. Motor to spray, and we were just asking for, you know, something like, you know, let us
better start the race off or, you know, a bad tire or something. They said no. They said that's ahead of race. So we're going to try to head over the head of race, rate of motor.
Paul, can you get everybody on board with you? Now, these guys going to spray while y'all run on the motor?
Can we just ask for a leave out the back door?
And these are both small block cars.
Small block. Both of them small block cars. Well, you know what? You know what? I can't speak for what they have because I don't know what they have. But I also said, look, why I try to lock some money up, and we will sit beside it, head up, if they can show me it's a small block.
Paul, well, I got a question, man. I got a question. Now, I was told that he wanted to run you and your brother for the everyday street car that y'all have against his full-blown race car.
Yeah,
and he wanted you to disconnect the nitrous.
We wanted to disconnect the nitrous and make sure the nitrous is off. We got a Cutlass, full interior, no roll cage, power everything, windows, seats, et cetera. And we wanted to run a prior motor to motor. We just wanted to know if you could just take the nitrous off and just show us it's a small block. We just want to race a motor to motor. He said he don't let nobody see his motor. So I don't know if they got like a gold intake on there. I don't know what they got on there.
Well, you know, those guys are top secret. Anytime that you go lock yourself in an enclosed and it's 100 degrees outside and you go in there and lock yourself up in the enclosed to work on the car, and they got armed guards standing outside guarding. I'm laying like, damn, where everybody go?
To be honest, Fred, a lot of people do that. But here's the thing. If you want to see somebody else motor, you want them to show you that they're not shitting on you. You have to be willing to let them see your motor also.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's also good for the gander.
Without a doubt. You're right about that.
We're not looking up under each other's hoods. That's fine. But if you're saying that you need to see up under my hood, what's wrong with me seeing up under your hood? So that right there would let me... That makes me think that they're the number one candidate for a fake-ass race.
So I'm going to write that down. The Butts Motorsports, number one candidate for a fake-ass race. and Kimo.
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to be the presenter of that award at my festivities?
Oh, yes.
Hey, Big Fred, I think you might have a lot of hands up right now that would love to present them with that.
Well, let's go to the phone lines, baby. Open up some mics. Lady, are you there?
Yeah, she might be off for a minute.
I think Lady A probably trying to present them with the award.
Oh.
Kev, what's going on, man?
Oh, brother, trying to hang in. That's all I could do. I'm glad that, you know, you and Meatball, y'all doing a hell of a job, man. I'm glad to find y'all
Kev,
in NBC.
We missed you at Macon. What's the deal, man?
Oh, man, you know, Sam, Hollywood Sandman passed away, and Jay Barnes told me to stay back. We had to do a fundraiser for his family. You know, they didn't have the money to properly bury him, so we raised money for the family and helped out for his burial.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Kev, the first thing, the big side of me and Kimo was walking and talking, he said, man, where's that Kevin at, man?
Hey, Kimo, I was coming, brother, but you know, it was sad what happened here. That you know, I can't really speak on that, but I just you know thought that us, you know, we did the best we could for Sam, and Sam always looked out for us. You know,
what's up, fellas? Big Fred, Meatball, Little Fred, Kimo.
Who we got on the line?
This never scared Tizem, homie.
What's going on, baby? What's up, nephew? Yeah, right.
What's up, baby? Yeah, I'm sitting up here letting the dogs out, listening to y'all conversation, man.
Tim, I got a beef with you, Tim, man.
Hey, man, we gonna settle that this year, baby.
No, I got to see. You know, you my main man, 100 grand, man. We don't even talk to him, man. That's a damn thing.
Hey, Meatball.
I'm sorry.
Talk to me.
Man,
it's me, Meatball.
It is, man. When they say they got money for us to make, you got to make it while it's on the table, baby.
You got to get it, baby.
Hold on, Tim, baby. Somebody calling my name. I think I know who that voice is. It's scaring me. Talk to me, man. Talk to me.
What's this whole ass shit? Everybody got a Bass Bus Motorsports, man. And half of these motherfuckers in the city don't even fucking race, man.
Hold on.
Get a man his room to talk. I would like everybody to welcome everybody.
Hey, why? Hey, this Slick from Bus Motorsports. Why every motherfucking week people got our fucking names in our mouths, man? And the motherfucking pay pretties of the fucking city is Chemo Little Tony. Y'all don't waste a motherfucking soul, man.
Is you crazy, man?
Y'all got everybody food on these motherfucking talk shows like y'all doing fucking the dang. Y'all don't waste no motherfucking body, man.
Hey, y'all don't waste nobody, man. Hey, Big Mouth, I just tried to come over there and lock
ain't
y'all
no
in the real energy car.
I don't got nothing to do with Alabama and them over there, man. Nothing.
Okay, well, who you got to do with? You were with the motorsport, right?
I'm with Tony Hayes, man.
I don't speak on Little Wheel Car, man. Hey, man.
We don't go fucking with nobody. Everybody got a badge,
hey,
just talk shit.
Like
but the motherfuckers that talk
man.
Shit don't fucking race at all, man. You and Little Tony don't fucking race a soul, man. You get on everybody motherfucking show through the week. You don't race a soul, man.
Slick,
and everybody in the city know that shit.
Slick, you got a cow come out
middle over there. You got a cutter out the middle over there that I beat y'all ass. And y'all got a GT over there that I beat y'all ass. Stop suspending. So where would you like to lock in, you faggot ass motherfucker?
Who is that talking? Is that Chemo?
Yes, sir. Mr. Bucks, lock your ass in. You got a back half and a goat over there. Which one of them bitches you want to try me with?
Hey, I just wait a minute, hold on, everybody be quiet. I just got one thing to say. A couple things to say, actually. Chemo, you know, you get on here and play like you Mr. Big Shot, but them boys down in Alabama or Mississippi, they call your ass out all the time, and you ducking down
hey,
that bullshit.
Did you see me running up here?
I don't like speaking about what you do with another person. Now, I'm done with that part. You are ducking and dodging.
What?
You duck and dodge every race there is.
Who I dodge up
here? Hey, because of that turbo.
Hell of a man.
Hold on.
This Tony talking.
Yeah, this is Tony Buck.
Tony Buck, friends
with everybody and ducked and dodged and all kind of shit. You ain't about nothing. You ain't got no.
Get that goat together and I can show you. Get that goat together and I can show you.
Hold on a minute, guys. Hey, I don't mean to break this heated conversation up, but I just want to say one thing. Chemo, I knew the truth was gonna come out on your motherfucking ass.
Who is this?
Who we got talking? It's BET.
We gonna tell the truth.
Hold on, let me talk.
Listen. Soon as I go out there and take it down the track, everybody want to fuck me. The moment that bitch makes one clean hit, I don't hear nothing at the track, motherfucker. But I can tell you one thing. Lock your punk ass in.
Man, you only been out at least three, four times this year, man. You had a stand-up in the bed, and you ain't been out in 6 months, man.
Hey, listen, man, that's Detroit number one dick licker right there. Tommy, Slick.
Man.
That's Detroit number one
dick
licker. I'm going to keep it real, man.
Hey, fellas. Tony, keep it real.
I'm going to keep it real, man.
Tony Bus still on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Tony, hold on, Chemo. This big Fred, Tony, what's up, man? Hey, are you guys going to Bradenton? Are y'all planning to go to Bradenton?
Hey, I'm not up to reveal all that kind of information. I want to address the first subjects that was brought about with Meatball and Chemo. Meatball.
Go ahead.
You listening? Ride or die, your whole crew, whoever you represent, y'all got to stop coming with that homo-ass sexual bullshit, talking about take your nitrous off and all that bullshit, man. We ain't asking you to take the goddamn thing off.
Hold on.
We were seeing the car last week, man.
I'm going to speak from my perspective. I'm not trying to get involved with no class racing. I've done that. I've been there and done that. I'm not trying.
This ain't a class race show, this is a grub show, man.
If I come to you and try to race, hey, you know, it's about whatever I negotiate with you, the person that owns the car. And if I'm successful, I'm successful. If I'm not, I'm not. But ain't no big deal. Either I race you or I don't. But y'all keep coming with this goddamn shit talking about taking your nitrous off and all this, man. Put you some nitrous on. Hey, man, I ain't trying to hear all that. Either I'm going to race you or I'm not.
While everybody take their willy bars off, Tony Butts, and you can keep going on, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up with that bullshit.
That's why everybody was in 131.
Hey,
I've been listening to this shit for a long time,
man. One at a time. Hey, one at a time over here.
Hey, B, I want to hear you talk to BET like that. Now, I normally don't try to campaign nobody else's car, but I don't hear you. You definitely that guy BET all the time, man. BET don't got no car.
That's right. Get on Kimo's ass. Get on his ass. That's why I'm on the show for him. Get on your ass. Down on your ass they going, Kimo. I'm loving this shit.
Listen.
Conversation, man. Let me ask a question. This Tony again. Is little Tony gonna be in Bradenton?
Yes,
man,
he is.
I'm trying to lock in $1,000. So if he don't, y'all gonna win $1,000. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, do you understand what I'm asking you? I'm asking you, is he gonna be there?
Hey, man.
Yeah,
he made a lot of promises. He showed up nowhere this year. He lied and said he was on his way down to Holly Springs and never show up. Lied and said he was going everywhere and never show up.
Oh, sir, well,
y'all
don't
know
for that,
man.
I want $1,000 then.
Slick.
We ain't tripping over no $1,000, man.
Hey.
You don't want to win $1,000
I just asked the question. Is Lil Tony going to be in Bradenton?
And we
need
you to put a deposit on.
Hold on, man. Everybody can't talk at one time, man. We can't hear it. Can't talk at one,
right.
One at a time, man. It's Chemo.
I'm trying to be cordial about this. I just asked one question. Is Lil Tony and Chemo going to be in Bradenton? That's all I asked. With this company,
Yes, we will be.
But you didn't speak on Lil Tony.
Make sure you carry your goddamn bankroll in. That's all you got to do.
Because he know BET promote a lot of guys down this way, ready to go down on Lil Tony ass and Chemo's ass.
Hold it. You comfortable with
Moscone? Man, I'm not letting nobody hold none of our money, man. My money, nobody. You see us at the track, we come to the race, man. We don't do that lockdown shit. We don't fuck with nobody. We don't bash nobody. Y'all motherfuckers talk shit every motherfucking week. Every week, man. We don't say shit about you, Kimo, man.
Your driver called me while I was sitting in the show. He wanted to lock $1,500 in. I told him, me and him got a $1,500 side bet with him and Lil Tone Ray.
I know about that.
So why y'all don't want to lock up the race to Bradenton when we say that he's supposed to be at? I mean, to put some insurance on the
scared,
money.
Because they scared, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gonna show.
We scared. We bagging up like the brakes Trump. We scared.
If you don't
want to
lock in,
we made a mistake.
Scared.
We made a mistake, yep. Yeah. Hey, man, me and Ryan, when it do go down, me and Ryan, because you keep screaming you want to bet me, whatever you want to bet, man.
I thought me and you could lock in this money to get this race this set, and you know, we still can get our side bet, man. All this, you know what I'm saying, all this arguing back and forth with y'all don't run
the
turbo
time,
y'all don't run this. We could just, I'm talking about nitrous to nitrous, y'all ain't popping y'all hood, we ain't popping our hood. I mean, and race, man, what's so hard about it, man? Y'all make this shit hard nowadays.
I'm going to tell you what it is, Rod. They not positive they coming to Bradenton. One thing for certain, me and Tony will be in Bradenton. So, you know what I'm saying, we willing to lock up.
All right, well,
everybody,
you know, that's good.
Everybody that's somebody should be in Bradenton this year. Everybody that's somebody, a part of this grudge gang, should be in Bradenton.
But BET, now you jumped on that. Let Kim talk. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah.
You a VP man, right?
I'm a what?
You a VP man, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm just trying to get something new with everybody. BET, you're a VP man, right?
Right.
Now, we got Big Fred, a lot of boys, you know, from Chicago and Toronto. Can you be the VP man on this race to explain to Bus Motorcast the reason why the man wants to lock up $1,000?
I don't understand all that bullshit. I understand that shit, man. I'm not fucking illiterate, man. I understand all that bullshit.
It's just something he chooses not to do. I understand, man. You too. It's something that you choose not to do.
Move on. They're not gonna lock in.
Just move on to something else because we go all night with this, man. I got 89 callers
in the queue right now. DJ Grant, is DJ Grant on the line? DJ,
I can hear him laughing.
DJ, you there?
Hey, Fred, you can mute my mic because they don't want to do nothing. So go ahead and mute my mic. I'm just listening.
Wait. Who is this don't want to do nothing?
I got one thing to say. Just make sure you bring your when you take your car, bring your goddamn money. That's all you got to do.
I ain't coming to me and my man don't lock the knee and I ain't coming.
Well, fuck it. That's your loss then. Hey, that's your loss. It's a known fact. When we come to race, we race for goddamn money now. We race for money. So don't you all doing all that
Stunner, what's going on, Stunner?
What's up, my brother? What you know good?
Man, just going. Cause wanted to hear about the report from what happened at the zoo. I know you tried to tell the fans last night what happened at the zoo, and I know we had a hot topic last night, so I know you didn't get a chance to tell the outcome of the races down there.
Man, I ain't gonna tell you. I had a good time in Macon last night. I'm leaving the racetrack in Montgomery right now. I had two good days of racing. Action packed. But you know, the race in Macon was more so more so class racers. But the only thing I can kind of report on as far as grudge action or the cool performance is really trying to get into the white boys. They was really laying. Just calling them out bad like all day. But
and
the white boys wouldn't go.
They wouldn't engage? I thought the white boys they was trying to engage with them. What happened?
The last pass I seen the white boys made, it looked good to me. You know, I don't know why they wouldn't, but Scott, the Cooper Foreman looked good too. So maybe, I don't know. I can't say why. I don't know why. I heard the last thing I heard was something about it got too late, but Dog said no. They can't say that because they said the man was trying to get them all day long. Yeah, they even said they're running with the small block, with one of the small block cars. It got ugly.
Wow. Didn't crew chief, did they run the white boys yesterday?
They did run. That's right. I'm sorry about that. I missed the race itself between crew chief and the white boys. But the white boys did beat Big Low. My understanding that Big Low's car made a little move. He had to lift and get back in it. But, you know, they had enough momentum to come around him. After he had to lift or something, but a win is a win. The white boys beat Big Low.
That's
right.
Okay.
White boys don't fire.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Butt Naked? Butt Naked on the line?
I don't think Butt Naked on the line. Butt Naked was a no-show in Macon and a no-show today in Montgomery, so I don't know what to say about my co-host. He has to defend himself on that.
I thought he got that drive shaft fixed, man.
I don't know. That's a question he'll have to answer. I can't answer it for him.
Okay.
DJ, how the car coming along, man? Did you get it figured out?
Yeah, I should pick up the motor hopefully Tuesday or Wednesday. So it'd probably be the following week when I have it back in. I hope I can. I know it's going to be hard to get him. I know he's going to be Black Friday shopping probably with the wife and kids, so. I can't see too much getting done this week besides me picking it up.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
DJ, the big friend. Hey, I got you a sweatshirt that's going to fit you this time, man. I actually got it Friday.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Big Fred, tell, Lil Slick still on here? Tell Lil Slick and the Tony Bus crew we got T-shirts for them too, man.
We got T-shirts.
Yeah, we got T-shirts.
What the shirts gonna say?
those little Tony shirts, you know, the one little Tony got. We gonna get them T-shirts too.
Down on your ass, we gonna go.
Yeah.
Little Tony know where I lay in my head. He could deliver it to my doorstep.
We want y'all to wear them, man.
And he more than welcome. Ain't nothing personal, little Tony.
Nobody, man.
Ain't nothing personal
with
none of
it. You're
right.
Right. Nah, who is this talking? Who is this?
I know
this Slick. Is who? Hey, Stunner. But Bobby Wildchild, now the turkey shoot is this week as well, right?
I think it is. I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday. The Thanksgiving shootout.
Lady A, you there?
I'm here.
Can you get Bobby Wildchild on so he can talk about his race at Atomic Dog?
I sure can, just a moment.
Big Fred.
What's up, G?
What's up, Stunner?
What's happening, brother?
Shoot, nothing, man. Nothing at all. Get things ready to go to Bradenton.
Ready to go to Bradenton?
Trying to, man. We're going to try
Bradenton,
to get on down.
Bradenton, I'm telling you, Bradenton is going down. I mean, that's going to be the official end of the year. That's the official end of the year race. Bradenton is going to be the place to be.
Now, what? Now that's Baldy's race, right? That's December.
That's Baldy's race. Yeah.
December the 6th.
Yeah, everybody, all the who will be in the building. I promise.
Sure,
I think it's gonna be like 70 degrees.
That's December 6th, Donna.
Yeah. No, that's December 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Yeah. 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like the place to be. All the heavy hitters going to be there, the Grudge Gang.
Yep, everybody going to be there, everybody. My boy K-9 will be there looking for, I don't think Jimbo will be recuperated by then, but, you know, Jimbo is talking pretty strong, but my homeboys will be in the building. My other homeboys, Turbo Tim and the crew, they got their car out going good, so they're going to be in the building too, but nigga, I don't know, but
Big Wayne, is Big Wayne
on? No, I haven't heard him.
Big Wayne ain't on, Jimbo?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Hey, is that track in Florida?
It is in Florida, yes.
Oh, okay.
Cuzzo, you still on?
DJ.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to say, man, I want to apologize about last night when you called in. I know you came in right in the middle of gunfire, and I couldn't warn you in time, but I just want to apologize for that, man. I appreciate you calling in with that report, too.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I actually, when I was on the back roads coming back from Macon, and as soon as it dropped, I couldn't get back in, so.
Cuz, I'm still here.
Cuzzo, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still on the phone.
So I guess we making that road. We going to Bradenton. We gassing up, and I guess we going to Bradenton.
Maybe I'll make it. We got to see what the schedule looks like.
See what the
schedule
is.
That's definitely going to be the place to be, man. I'm telling you. That's going to be a race that's going to be talked about. That's going to be the official race to Clint that closed out 2012.
I know. Take your ball out of here.
Hey, fellas, I got a comic dog on Tracy. Let him speak about his race. Go ahead, Atomic Dog.
Hey, how you doing, man? I just been sitting back, listening. Show, man, just riding along. But since I'm on, man, I can go on and mention about the Atomic Dog up to McCoy's Fresh Show Enough Race. We're putting on December 3rd. Down here at Dallas Raceway. She'll be a great man. Got Tony Boss buying them coming back. I got Big Croft him coming, you know, a couple guys out of Mississippi. So you got Locke Racing Tree Man and a guy out of Louisiana called Reggie. So that should be another good race, man. So anyone want to make it, man, if can't make the Florida trip and they can make this race down here at Dallas Raceway, December 1st, very nice facility. Should be going down, man. And just wanted to shout out and say, hey, enjoyed meeting a lot of you guys out there in Macon, man. And I hope to do it again.
That's what's up. You know, we enjoyed you too, man. You had a nice outfit out there. I like the rig and the car, man. You had a nice setup, man. And I think little Fred ate with your crew over there. They fed him so good. I think that soup. What was that, Fred? Ate that soup down there.
Man, that soup was so goddamn good. Man, why don't y'all wire me some of that soup, man?
Hey, man, every time me and Soup get together, man, they bring some good cooks, man. So it's just part of what we do, try to have some good eating going on at the track.
Well, they put their foot in that, man. He had a bowl. I said, damn, cousin, where you get that from? He said, my man got a military. He got a military pot over there full of it, man.
That damn pot was all it, man.
He said, get eat it. If you don't eat it, throw it away. Just eat it. Take it with you. I said, damn. But it was good meeting you guys, man. No. Without a doubt.
Hey, it's on my dog.
What's that?
Hey, this is Tail from California.
what part of Florida is this race going to be in? Because I'm going to try and get, maybe I can get some guys together and road trip it out there.
The Florida, the race I'm having December 1st is in Dallas, Texas. The other race is in Florida, in Bradenton.
I mean, what city is that in Florida?
Bradenton, Florida.
Oh, that's the city. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
And it ain't nothing popping.
Hey, Fred.
You okay? What's up?
Man, it's time to California boys want to come back again, huh?
Hey, like I said, Shirtless Shad came out and represented, man. He came to Macon, Georgia, man, and represented. I had a good time. Met with him, talked with him and his crew chief. Hey, if they come like he came, they're going to be all right, man, because like, he came to engage.
Well, hey, Tayo, can you get Shag on the phone on your end?
Actually, Shag's got a race tonight. He's running this car tonight. He might be coming home from Vegas. They're out in Vegas this weekend. But I guess he likes the cooking down there, man, because I know if I tell him about the race in Florida, he's going to pack up. We're all going to come down this time. So.
Hey, Tayo, I had him eating greens and cornbread. He told somebody on the phone, he said, they got pancakes. I said, bro, I made pancakes. I said, ain't no syrup going on there. I'm going to show you how to mash it up in the greens, bro.
He called. He told me, he said, man, you never guess what I'm eating right now. I said, dude, you miss out. You just eat because it's all good.
Yeah,
Y'all ain't got no back half cars up there?
We got plenty of back half cars up here, man. Plenty back half cars.
Well, we want your bad damn back half you got.
To
show up and try to lock Nightmare in. Try to get ready for Nightmare.
The Mississippi Nightmare.
Who works on the phone?
Yeah, Mississippi Nightmare.
Hey, Fred,
Kimo. I was talking to Kimo. Kimo still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
We got I think we got some up here to entertain the Nightmare.
Yeah, Kimo running.
Huh?
Kimo running.
No, I'm saying he's a back half car.
I told the Nightmare to give me the break to the Ava. I'm going to try.
He got a turbo car. He got a nitrous car. And he's a back half car. You got a Camaro or a GT over there that I try to head up to. Out the back door. What you want to do, bud?
Hey, Big Fred, try to get Mississippi Nightmare. He on the line. Try to get his mic
open. It should be open. Big Clark, you on? Big Clark.
Tony Buss got a back half car.
My car ain't running. Your car running?
Nah.
What about that Mustang you got?
It don't take long to get that car running. Put the motor in it and get it running. We're done.
But I
the oil in it.
But I think yours is already running.
Hold on, Tony.
I don't think the guys are trying to disrespect you. I think they were just asking, but could you work it out?
Hey, lady, hey, you still on?
I'm here.
You see Rick Clark's number on?
Give me just a moment.
Nah, oh, back to that GTO on that Camaro
over
there.
Hey, what's going on, fella? What's happening?
What's up, Big Clark?
Clark.
What's up, bud? What's up, Stunner?
I sure like to hear Kimo try to get him a race.
Come on, Kimo. Come on up, Kimo.
Listen, Big Clark said he got to think about it. Don't worry about Clark car. You got a back half car over there, which is a Camaro and a GTO. What you want to do?
I believe Kimo got pink panties on.
I believe you do, too, because I just called your GTO and that damn Camaro out, and Big Clark said he'll think about giving me the lead. See, that's the problem. You've been listening too much.
Get your shit together
and come on out and play.
I've been listening to how you
I've been listening at you duck and dodge all them races down.
I ain't duck nothing. See, Tony, the thing is, it's hard for me to keep running in and out of town to the races. But you right here in my backyard, me and you can tangle right here.
I know we can.
I know it. So get that motherfucker GTO ready.
Big Clark.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? It's Big Fred, man. What's going on with you? Hey, you trying to find some back action for the nightmare, man?
Oh yeah, you know we always looking to engage, Big Fred.
You got a race coming up, or you had a race that just happened?
No, I'll be going to Texas December 1st, so I got a few races out there, and leave Texas. We'll be getting ready for Bradenton. So.
What you got locked up at the Atomic Dogs race? You got somebody locked in already?
Supposed to run Peanut, and I got another chassis car gonna turn me loose. Got lift.
Okay.
Lil Flip got a chassis car now?
Yeah, he got a Chevy too. Chassis car.
You talking about Flip from Texas? Is that? Yeah, no. Lil Flip from Texas. I thought you called Lil Flip that had the yellow Monte Carlo.
No, that's not
him. What is he doing now? What is he doing now?
Who was that, Kev?
Lil Flip. He's had the silver and yellow Monte Carlo.
Isn't Lil Flip part of the Prime Time camp?
No, Lil Flip was driving Hurricane Ike. Hurricane Ike car, and I think Hurricane Ike still out there trying to engage, but you know, Flip's still the driver. He's still the driver. He's probably still on the car.
Well,
okay.
Hey, BET. I mean, not to cut everybody off. BET. Next time you decide to get on me, make sure you get on me with a tough crew, man. That's right there.
I wanted to hear somebody from up there in your backyard tell us what kind of motherfucker you really is.
Hey, Kimo, VT was down on your ass. He went with that one, didn't he? He jumped right on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I was waiting on that shit.
Hey, BET, we told him to lock in, and you had to put your backup signal on. I heard you in there talking about some beep.
I had to call a spade, man. Them guys wouldn't lock up though. They said they see your ass there though. Down on your ass, they going.
Hey, BET.
BET.
I heard you got a show, man. When's the air?
Oh, man. What do you mean?
Wait a minute, BT. Would you like... Now, we did say we was going to do this for you. Would you like to have your day in court today?
Oh, no. I'm through with that. I can't find no damn lawyer to represent me, man. I'll put it right in.
Kimo.
They don't want to work for pro bono, so I can't fuck with them, man.
They gotta have
money up front.
Hey, lady, what about beers? It's rag. Anybody from Chicago on? They're not on right now, no sir. No sleepy, no Larry.
Hey, Larry, now, Tony Buss, I do want you to know that I did race Beers. I knocked him out, and he knocked me out, and that was a blower car. You know, you say I don't race blower cars. So, you know, in my defense, I've raced Beers. I've raced GT, Turbo GT. What else you want me to do?
Kimo.
Yeah.
Quit beating on your goddamn chest, yeah?
Hey, Big Clark, you give me the break, I'm gonna beat on your ass.
Wait a minute. Hey, Kimo. Why the hell do a backhand gotta give another backhand the break?
I'm start suspension, man. I'm start suspension.
You stocked the Spencer.
Man up.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You got it, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm gonna take it. Hey,
now
look,
what?
I'm gonna come down to what you say that race at right before Hattiesburg?
Atlanta, Mississippi, February 9th. You got it. But turn
I'm
your ass loose and show you ain't going nowhere, boy.
Turn me loose to the Avon. I'm trying you, boy.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Hey, can you run him in Bradenton? No, he got
run to February.
He can get it early if he want to.
Yeah.
Why don't you get it in December?
Why don't you get it in
December? If I'm gonna give you a gift, motherfucker, you gonna get it in Mississippi.
Okay. Well, that's what we're now. Ain't no more. End of discussion. So you got a fan up here in Tony Fuss. You know what I mean? You got a fan base up here. But
hey, listen.
We gonna take the break.
Okay.
I just don't believe you a race.
Don't believe
Tony,
I race.
Oh my lordy.
Oh. You don't believe who a race, Tony?
I don't believe Kimo a race. I don't believe he'll race.
If he show up in Bradenton and don't race, we're gonna blackball his ass.
Hey, man. The first guy I knocked out from Chicago was in Mississippi, so what you mean I won't race? I'm on the internet racing. Now you can Google Bus Motorsports and they come back no match final.
No, We done had a race. It's just that we done scared everybody off.
No, you ain't scared nobody off. We asked you to put a deposit up, and you wouldn't.
No, I don't recall having no deposit up when we knocked off Ride or Die.
Hey, is Duncan Law on the phone?
Hey, Tony Buzz. Now you said
I don't remember having a down payment when we ran Danye.
I don't remember having a down payment when we ran Danye. Danye tried to run y'all back. Why y'all won't run him back? Hey, man, I'm just stating the facts. I said I do not remember. I'm stating the facts, too. He's been chasing you around. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, talk. I'm only waiting on you, Tony. But I can tell you one thing, Danye been at your ass for 2-3 years. Y'all won't give him no get back.
Not that day. The car ain't even running that we ran him with. I'm just telling you factual information. I do not recall having a DP down when we ran Danye. We didn't have no DP when we ran Never Scared. We didn't have no DP when we ran Ride or Die. So they like you make it like we don't race. You motherfucker,
you
don't race.
Listen,
you don't race, man.
We listen.
You do not race, man.
We 1,200 miles away. Why would you not get a deposit to go down there? It's 1,200 miles for us to go down there and race. For you not to show up.
I said, if your ass is there and we on the ground, goddamn it, you gonna race? Shit, what the fuck? I mean, what's the problem?
BT, can you explain to him why people want a deposit?
I don't need nobody. You still don't understand, do you? I don't need no one to explain that shit to me, man. I understand it, man. I understand
okay.
All that shit. If your ass is on the ground and we on the ground, we can get down. That's all I'm telling you.
But, Tony, times has changed in grudge racing, man. These guys are deposits, man.
I'm old school, man. And I'll go right at your ass. When I decide to go at your ass, I'm going at your ass.
Okay.
You just have, like I said, you have your damn purse right. That's all you got to do. Now, as a known fact, we race for money now. You only ran about 2 or 3 times with the boys out of Chicago. You know what? I don't remember you being a strong advocate of street racing.
Hey, Tony Buzz, neither have you.
You have no history.
Tony, if you ain't got a for sure win, you ain't trying to race.
Hey, man, I'm just smart at this shit.
You ain't
going
to race none of that shit. Nothing like
that,
man.
You go and find the
guy that's the less threat to you, and, boy, you jump all over his ass. But when there's a motherfucker
well,
shit just like
you. I don't see you going out there to run giant force.
I don't sit like him, motherfucker.
All right, then.
But Ben sit just like me. He knocked my ass out, and I knocked his ass out. What's your excuse?
Hey, my man on the other line, he said that he gonna give you the break. I don't think you deserve the break. But hey, that ain't my business. He thinks he can give you the break.
You know what? You would rather me. See, that's the last out of racing that you do. Now, Big Clock know he's a back half car. I'm a stock suspension car. He wants to gamble.
Turbo. You know why you got a turbo? Because you know if you put nitrous on it, we'll tear your ass up. You better not.
Well, we got a nitrous car we trying to lock in with you with down in Bradenton. And it's a 2010 Camaro. We trying to lock in with y'all down in Bradenton to race you guys. That's it like you.
It don't sit like that because y'all want to holler about it's got stock suspension. That bitch ain't got stock suspension. It ain't got no roll cage. It's got a roll cage. Where's the all shit y'all say that it don't have? So it ain't sit like we got a stock suspension car. But I don't want to get into that, man. I'm not trying to look at all the suspension. If I think I could go at your ass, we going to your ass, man.
Okay. All right, well, so we will see y'all in Braves.
I ain't trying to look at all that.
We'll see y'all in Bradenton.
What up, everybody? It's
Drag. Oh, what's up,
Drag?
What's
happening with you?
Big Drag, can I ask you a question? And I'm not trying to put anybody on front, but if you leaving from Chicago, if you got a guy you want to race down in Bradenton, would you ask him for a deposit?
Well, you pretty much got to do that because, you know, not saying that Tony never won't race, but the problem is, what if Tony and them break on the way down there, or you break on the way down there? You know, Joe could go all the way down there. He's looking at me for his gas money, you know.
Yeah.
So anything can happen. Tony and them ain't known for locking up. I do know that about him.
But see,
well, get him a T-shirt.
I don't care about him. Give me 10 of them damn T-shirts.
We don't lock in.
Yeah.
Wait,
but I mean, if it was me,
the driver called me talking shit, right?
Here's my thing. We go if we go, we going. I ain't asking you for no damn gas money, man.
But I'm saying
we don't need. We ain't the same. I'm not asking for gas money. We going to grudge race, so we going. If we gonna be there, we gonna be there anyway, man. I ain't asking you for no handout. You ain't gotta pay me to show up.
Well, the thing of it is if y'all meet, 131. You know, if nobody shows up, Kimo, y'all, you got other action anyways, right?
Yeah, we do, but you know, this is an ongoing thing. You know, little Tone, I mean, Avery been calling the phone, little Will. Okay, just like I'm gonna show you a prime example. Tate showed up over there at 131. He hurried up, put the car together, so he can race little Will. Little Will didn't show up. No, you did not, man. Y'all didn't show up over there to race Tate, man. Don't go and tell that bald faced lie, man. I offer you guys my truck. Little Will talking about something was wrong with y'all truck. I say, well, I tell you what, give me a car, y'all can use my truck to come over there.
Oh, that was the second time. Yeah, we had truck problems.
But that man was at the truck. He spent his money to get to the truck, and y'all didn't show. See, that's why guys won't be sponsors now.
Hey, man, I don't care about all that, man. We broke down, and then you think we're going to pay the deposit, too. We got to pay to get our truck towed and all that, man. Hey, like I said, if you want to I'm telling you, man. You can call it whatever you want to call it, man. Hey, I'm going on mute, man. I'm just going to listen. I enjoy listening to the show. And from
Tony, the thing is, that wasn't even me. That was a guy at a whole other side of the country saying, beep, beep.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
That's all right. I don't care about it. That was right here in Detroit, Kimo. I enjoy hearing him talk about knocking your ass off.
Hold on, what up, Chris? Yeah, this Big Fred, Drag. What's going on?
What's up, Big Fred?
What's up, man?
Trying to me and Meatball running the show for Tone tonight. So, you know, we just had to get the guys on, and I was making sure that you got on because you always enlighten the group.
I've been on from the word go, Big Fred. Okay. Detroit don't need nobody else to argue with. They go hard on each other. Boy, them jokers been feuding all day long. I was on when the dude, I think this is Little Slick or something, was on. I've been on. I just hit the one button.
Okay, just making sure Big Fella was on. Hey, Joe ain't the Stunner was on, so I'm just going to ask you guys to play the show tonight.
Did we ask anything wrong for a deposit going down there?
No. I wouldn't do it no other way.
I'm sorry. I didn't speak to you. How you doing, Big Draft?
What up, Tony B?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, to go that far, you got to have something up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all got local racing. If y'all at home racing, then, yeah, nobody want to put up no lockup, then nobody has to put it up. But, you know, to make that ride, yeah, I would.
Here's my point. He's already going. He said he's going. He called us up. He said he's going. So if we show up, I think he should oblige us with the race. And if
I agree. I think what it is, Drag, is just that, Tony might not know if he's going to make it or not, but if he does go, he wants to run him. And I think that's the level it is right there where you don't want to put up that money just because in case he doesn't make it, but if he knows he's going to go, he's
going
to go after him.
Yeah. Well, I do believe that Tony and them will run. You know what I'm saying?
I
have known them to run. I've seen them run several times. So, I mean,
here's another problem I have. Now, here it is. They wants to look up under everybody's hood, but they don't want you to look up under their bitch skirt. I mean, that just ain't cool, man.
Well, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know what I'm saying? If a joker want to look up under your hood, you should be able to look up under theirs. If they don't want to let nobody look up under their hood, that's their prerogative. But then they can't look up under yours.
Right. But why you want to look up under somebody's hood anyway?
Well, that's normally the case when either person say they got a small block, you might have a big block, or are they supposed to be taking the nitrous off? And they want to check the surface off.
See, but his man wanted to go up under his driver. Avery himself wanted to go up under his cat hood and take a nice ride. And not to mention, Lil Will wants to see up under Lil Tony's hood, but he don't want Lil Tony see up under his hood. What kind of shit is that, man?
I'm going to tell you. That fucking A, man. He ain't gonna let nobody look up on his hood at all.
Well, actually, when I had back in the days and I had a small block and somebody wanted to see just to verify the small block, you know what I'd do? I'd cover it up, you know, and leave where they can see the exhaust and the heads and stuff, and I'd raise the hood and close it just that fast, you know. There it is, the small block.
Yeah, big man. He ain't gonna pop that hood for nothing.
No, they did Danye like that. They wanted to see all Danye stuff. Danye wanted to see, well, let me look up on your hood. Nah, you can't look up under my hood.
Didn't nobody
look underneath Danye's hood, man. Don't make up no stories, man. Don't make no story tales. Don't have it.
Okay.
Tony. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, yep. This is Tail from California. Don't you guys like when you do a race like this, you put, like, stiffed in as far as, like, if someone's going to disconnect the nitrous, they just got to show each group where it's disconnected at, or if the bottle's out of the car instead of opening the hood, or because aren't those cars pretty wide open?
Yeah, you know, normally taking the bottle out is sufficient enough. You know, I mean, there is some stories about some guys around here that has hidden the bottle in other areas. But, you know, my whole thing is I don't even really want to be involved with that. Take your nitrous off, put your nitrous on, all that, man, because, you know, now you end up being skeptical about it. You know, you don't know if you got sprayed or not, regardless. So, hey, you just come with your best game and go from there.
What I've done, I've always tried to, you know, when I knew somebody had nitrous, they said they disconnected. When I got in the lots, I always tried to burn them down a little bit. Let that bother. Because if they had nitrous, I know they had to purge. And after a little while of staying purging, I figured, well, you know what, they got to be disconnected. So it's a roll of the dice. But I always try to be a little bit sneaky back at them just to make sure.
Right. Well, there's ways around all that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if you wanted to, you can get around all that. There's ways to get around it, you know, so.
I'll be honest, me, my thing is this, man. I don't want to take nothing off my car. I don't want no one else to take nothing off their car because my car runs the way it's set up. That's how I have it set up. The handicap myself and the race. I'd rather beg for a half a car or a brake or something like that instead of trying to slow my car down a little bit.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, Big Dre, what you got? What's your plans for 2013, man?
Well, I'm gonna go testing here soon, and I'm on. First thing I got on the menu, me and Big Chris gonna get out. That's really the first race I've even talked about racing anybody.
That
you know,
why,
now, how's this race supposed to go? This
is that up. Why Chris is quiet now? Is that why Chris quiet to drag on the phone?
He got the back tire, and they got a clip. I'm running on the motor. They were straight.
Hey, Chemo.
Yeah.
First of all, what's going on, Big Dre? But you know, don't nobody ship me up, Chemo.
Slam him down, Chemo. You ain't got to worry about it. He ain't gonna know he had it.
There you go. Hey, I done told Drag he got an open invitation, and he know I ain't running. He already know
that. I'll be to see you soon, Chris.
Yep.
If everything worked out well. I'm just over there farming with it again today. I work on it just about every day. Getting a little bit closer every day.
Now, Drag, what kind of car is this that you're coming out with?
I got a 12 Camaro.
Okay. Is this a stock suspension, back half?
No, it's a four chassis car. It's a horsepower car, though, no nitrous.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Everybody got awfully quiet.
I gotta try old Big Chris. They done
Drag
got a
scare y'all up that way though.
Huh?
I said Drag must scare y'all up that way though.
No, how can I scare anybody? All these brothers on here that's arguing back and forth got race cars. All of them. And they got respectable cars.
No, Chemo said, well, you know, I don't know the other fellas. I don't know the other fellas with the
hey,
cars.
I'm going to tell you something, Big Chris.
If you give Chemo
the break in the eighth, I'm going to bet with Chemo.
Hey, Drag, listen, you know your money's spinning too.
Right. I'm just saying. I believe Chemo can beat you in the eighth with the break.
Okay, well. Hey, Drag, you also think you're going to beat me with the back tire?
You was a shakedown run, Chris.
Okay.
Believe this.
Okay.
You was a shakedown run.
Okay.
You was a shakedown, bro.
I like that.
You don't understand it yet. You'll see soon.
I like that, Drag. I like
we
that.
We coming with the big guns now. Ain't no more small block with no one carburetor, all that. I got a big motor like y'all got now. I got a big
There
block.
You go. There you go.
And don't let me put the nitrous on, which I'm going to eventually put some on it, but I'm coming out without it.
Hey, Greg, you don't put no nitrous on no aspirator motor. You know better than that.
Watch and see. Greg, I'm going to tell you something else, Big Chris. I'm going to tell you something else. if you go to a long track, a quarter mile track, I'm going to let y'all get up out of there.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh. Damn.
You gonna let us get up out of that drag?
I'm letting you out of there in the quarter. I'm letting you out of there. Turn on all your systems. I'm gonna drop that 220 on you. Watch this.
Damn.
Hey, Dre. Dre, be careful what you ask for, bud.
I just told you, you heard it. If they got a recording, they can repeat
okay.
it.
All right, but, hey, listen,
Chris, so he said he gonna let you wiggle, baby, and he gonna let him up.
If he go,
hey.
If he stretch it out, I'm letting him up.
Hey, Kimo,
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
I done told Drag this over and over. I'm gonna tell him again. Listen, I ain't got nothing to lose, but when I stick my foot in Drag ass, he gonna know he can't do that.
Okay. Okay. I'm coming to Gamma. It won't be long, bro. It won't be long. Only reason I really talk crap with you because I know you, and it ain't, you know, it ain't like I'm at the world. But boy, I'm gonna be at the world as soon as I get together. But I don't want to talk nobody about racing this, racing that. I ain't ready. You gonna be the sick now. I'm gonna be still testing when I whoop you.
Hey, Big Chris.
Come on, Dre.
Big Chris.
Yo.
Hey, this Big Fred again. Hey, so I heard you said telling Drag that then you grew up watching Drag racing and all that. So you don't have nothing to lose. If you win,
hey.
You to be a legend.
Hey man, listen. When I win, I'm gonna be jumping around. I'd beat the legendary Drag. If I fuck around and lose, I ain't have no way to fuck with him nowhere.
You said that part right. You something to, if we lock in, when I show up, you something to say, hey, Drag, just take that little change, man. I'm going to leave this alone here.
Hey, Drag, but listen, though. What happened if you go out there and grab a hold to a bear, you know you can't handle nothing?
Man, listen, man. You talking about grab a hold to a bear. This is a bear killer. Okay?
Okay.
We equipped to kill bears.
All right.
You'll see.
Hey, Big Fred, I'm going to come back on this same show, Fred.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have the discussion again now.
Okay. This is what I'm going to tell you, Chris. This is all I'm going to tell you. If I can get a hold to the track and hold on to it for the short distance that we're going to run, it ain't going to be nowhere easy. Not close at all, bro. Nothing close. You'll be
hey,
like,
Drag.
God,
Drag.
Damn.
Wait a minute, Drag. Are you lost your mind? Listen, man, I promise you, if you even be close to me with the back tie, you're going to be in a win faster than you ever been in your life. I promise
Chris,
you.
Do you think I'm trying to go slower?
Hey, okay.
I'm steady trying to improve, bro.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Drag, can you tell the Drag world what happened to Katrina down there, that truck, when you brought your truck down there? Why didn't y'all get that race off?
You remember I scraped the wall when I was checking it the second time for the second system. He wouldn't run on one. Remember I had one. He told me, no. We tried to run him. He wouldn't run on one. And then I had never set my second system up, no way. And we played with it all that day and got the second system to work, and that's when it squirted water on the tires and got loose on me.
So you already done went down there and scared one of them Mississippi boys.
Hold on. Don't tell that lie. First of all, how you going to scare a Mississippi man when you come down here asking him to get on one?
No. That's not how it went down. When the race was talked about running, I told him all I had was one. He sat there and seen that the second system wasn't even hooked up. I wired it and hooked up at the track. And I told him that I could only run on one. That's all he said. He wasn't running on one. He wasn't taking nothing off, which I can understand that. So
right.
All that next day, I played with it and got my second system working. And that's when I lifted the head gasket.
Yeah, but I did see that pass, and it didn't take long for that light to cut on when Drag left that translator.
He gonna see Kimo. Hey, Chris. No, he's a believer. He letting his driver, and this dog gonna trick back. But he'll see.
No, man. No. Hey, Drag. I just don't believe you can give me the back tie, Drag.
Okay.
Hey, Big Fred.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Pick Gadget. Gadget's trying to get on. I think he want to put his hand around Little Tony's neck.
No, he can't put it around mine or little Tony Neck. But we will be
Lady A. Lady A, you still on?
Yes.
You let Gadget in?
Of course.
Hello.
What's up, Gadget?
What's up, Gadget? What's that Gadget? That no good ass goddamn hell, Latonya. Where you at?
Latonya has some pressing business tonight, so Big Fred and Meatball be running the show for me.
You got something on your chest you want to get on?
Who in the fuck is this talking? Who is this?
This Kimo talking. You want to lock in?
Man, fuck you. You always running off the motherfucking mouth. Yeah, I want to lock in.
What you want to do?
You know what I'm doing. Farewell tonight. Get your ass down here. Watch that drill, your punk ass.
I'll be there, guy.
What's up? Say the word.
Lock in, 500 on 25 or better.
500 on 15 or better.
Oh, that's a bet.
My money ain't long, so get what? Hey, we going to come straight out the table?
No. There you go with all the shit. I don't race nobody straight off the table.
Hey, I already know you quicker than me. I got to get it to my advantage some kind of way.
Guys, you don't know if I'm quicker than you or not. You just assume.
Get what? How do I like my shit? How do I like my shit? We don't discuss this over and over. How do I like my shit?
Oh. Okay, well, we're going to catch you a fair way tonight. But you know what, guys? You did tell me you studying me. So
I'm watching your weak ass.
Yeah. That's why you want to try to jump on me first here, huh?
That's right. I like my shit soft, not hard. Okay?
That's all right, guys.
I've been telling you it all the time. I like my shit soft, not hard now.
I'll let little Tony handle you on the first hit and then.
What's up,
come back around.
Lock it up. Lock that up. Now, lock that up. I bet you fucking won't.
Now, little Tony, you going to Braves, right? Oh, no, you ain't going to Braves.
No, I'm not going to Braves.
We ain't gonna lock nothing up till after break, cause we don't know if we're gonna break it out down.
Well, I'd be glad when it's over with, so I can hear them call y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, I run Little Tony. Hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Gadget.
Uh huh.
What kind of this Big Fred? Let the fans know. A lot of people don't know who you are and you know where you from. What kind of car you got and where you from?
Man, I'm from Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi.
I got a
heavy ass 3,300 pound Nova. With all the steel, everything on the steel, slow as hell, but I still get down on them goddamn guys up there because I think they just run off the fucking mile. That's the goddamn Kimo, man. That's the Kimo, man. I don't like the way Kimo be. Hey.
Guys, when we come to Mississippi, we're going to come to take that Confederate flag, guys. You know them boys coming to get that Confederate flag.
Hey, I'll take that motherfucker down. Come on, take it down, but you ain't going to take me down.
Hey, Kimo, we already took that motherfucker down.
Yeah, come on, take that motherfucker down, y'all, but y'all ain't going to take me down. Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
Ain't Drag on the phone?
What up, Gadget?
Yeah.
What's going on? You say you like if Big Clark get Kimo to break, you like that?
Yes, sir.
Today's
mom.
Damn, shit. Come on, Gadget, what's wrong? Cat got your tongue, motherfucker?
Yeah, that was kind of scared me. And everything I said straight off the trailer, goddamn it. You doing this shit like this. Damn it, boy. Damn it.
You keeping it real, I guess.
Hey, I'm keeping it real, man. Shit, I'm keeping it real. That's when I said I got to get it to my advantage, so. Well, I know
hey,
you. Gadget. I know you, but you know you quicker.
Hey, Gadget.
Hey.
I'm gonna catch that motherfucker for the 60-foot watchman.
Yeah, but Chris, see, get what?
Hey, Chris. I mean, Big Chris. One thing about it, that the race, even if we do race. It's 660 feet. It ain't just 60 foot.
She's done in the 60s, you know what I mean?
Are you fucking crazy, man? If I kiss you in the 60s, you can shit that son of a bitch off.
No, Chris, I'm going to tell you. One thing about Turbo, they go to chucking when they moving.
Hey, listen, yeah, they go to chucking when something else ain't moving.
Yeah.
But you wait till I get this black summer until I got moving and you can shed it off.
Yeah. I don't know, Chris. I'm going to take my chance on the knife when I get down there. I ain't going to tell you.
No.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I got to agree with him. I got to agree with him, Chris. I got to go with him.
Yeah. What up? What up?
So you telling me Timo, he got a turbo car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, shit.
Hey,
Mr. Kimo.
Yes, sir.
I need to break. Fuck it. I know you're a terrible guy. I'm sorry. I need to break. I'm sorry.
You backing up?
I'm keeping it real now. I think I had to try a little tone. I try a little tone, man. I wait on the tone.
Okay.
Can we get you got something blowing the tone, huh?
Yeah, I got a deposit. Yeah.
Say, Clark.
What up, BC?
Can we get Tweet to run Kimo?
Man, Kimo ain't gonna run Tweet. He got a turbo look just like it. He's got a Tweet.
Ooh, all right.
Hey, Tweet, say it again. Hey, you got a turbo jet like Kimo. Kimo ain't gonna run that look like him.
Say it one more time.
I don't know why guys say that. I mean, every car on the rim set just like me, or set a little bit more than
Kimo. Well, Kimo, why won't you raise a car look just like you?
Benz look just like me.
Okay then, so you'll run Tweet.
That 1 out of 100.
As long as you got a small block stop to spin that rattle.
All right, let's lock Tweet in. Get Tweet on the phone, get that race set up for tonight.
That's right. It's time for you to stop pivoting off of beer.
Damn right. Kimo,
yeah.
You want that, Kimo?
Does the man shit stock suspension with the small box?
Hey, listen, he stock suspended then. Not only that. He weighs 3,300 pounds, sir.
So do I, sir.
Get him on, Clark.
Hey, mute your mic if you're not on a talking. Not a background noise.
That DJ Chris, man. What is he doing?
Nah, that sound like Roland.
Hey, Kimo, do you want me to get that man on the phone?
Yeah, you can get him on the phone.
Hold on a minute.
Now, Kimo.
Yo.
When he get on the phone, don't you go to Ducky. You're going to show
hey,
your
no
true colors. Them Detroit boys already. And I'll pull your whole card up there now. You
like me, man. How did whole card?
We finna see. Now, when I got on the phone, they come on here and jumped all over your ass. And you ain't raised nobody. Nobody.
Hey, I and they scared to race me, but I ain't racing nobody. They tell
you right, trying to run. You trying to run turbo car with a Niger car. Don't know every turbo car. I'm gonna say every Niger car run turbo. I can understand that. You know.
Well,
they got
big block. No, I was trying to run his back half car with my Niger car.
He said the back half car ain't fit. Ain't running.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why you trying to run it because he ain't running. Now that's
not
like
a fake ass race. When he was running, I tried to run.
All right, Kimo, we're going to get you a race that one, just like you. You duck this race here, I'm going to call you the fakest goddamn. You're going to win that award, fake-ass race of the year.
I'm trying to give it to you because you sure jumped on them boys' nuts and they sure.
No, I want somebody to go down on your ass with what you talking
about. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo.
Yeah.
I got your trouble on the phone. I got Mr. Kato.
What's up?
There you go. Sick him.
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's happening?
I'm gonna be in Mississippi on the 9th of February.
Hey, what's it, Fat Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, we got the race in Lena on the 9th,
okay.
And everybody going to Fat Tuesday the next day.
He coming
back
Tuesday too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Something ain't right. We talking about in December.
We ain't talking about no December. We talking about February 9th, Kimo. Don't start.
You know what the hell we talking about, Kimo.
See, there you go, ducking already. Whoa. No, that's not me talking, man.
I want somebody to go at his ass
in December. December 14th, 15th, 16th.
Oh, you talking about that's the other cat.
Well, listen, hold on, man. That's Tony talking.
Yeah, hold on, Tony. That tweet and Kimo talk. Go ahead.
You know what? In February, I'll be in Fat Tuesday. We can set something up for it.
Get the one outside.
I'll be there. All right.
What's up, Kimo?
The man say he gonna be there. What you mean? What, y'all keep saying Kimo bagging up. That man say he gonna be there. I'm gonna be there.
Okay. Wait a minute. I mean, who is this I'm talking to?
This Kimo.
Okay.
And like all I right. told them, I'm not putting nothing up until after the December race. All right,
that's cool.
Now, Tony Buck, would you like to get one of them goddamn pro minds you got over there sitting together and we can do something up here in Michigan while you're trying to subcontract an ass whooping?
Hey, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I ain't really used to this trying to get somebody to knock your ass off.
I'm really
out of character right now.
Yeah.
I really don't feel comfortable doing this. I'm hoping somebody say they're going to go at your ass in December. I want to see you race. I don't believe you're going to race.
Hey, Tony, you got to come to the track and you can see me in rare form, baby. I mean, you can't see me racing sitting at home.
Hell, you ain't been out. You done had that car about 5 years and ain't been out.
And I done been out way in Hawaii than you. Y'all done been out every time we have a show. You not there, but I'm there.
Hey,
same race, and you ain't there. Somebody ain't playing right.
This conversation ain't going to go no further than where it's been. I want to hear somebody say they going to knock your ass off in December. I'm putting my phone back on for you. I ain't got nothing else to say.
That's right, Tony.
Hey, BT.
Yeah.
BT the Big Friend. Now, your show comes on, what day your show's on now?
On Thursdays, me and Big Clark.
What time? Thursday, what time?
7 o'clock.
Oh,
what's the number?
7 o'clock. Is it 7 o'clock Eastern
Big Friend.
It's the same time
yours came on. Yours came on at 8 o'clock up there. It's 7 o'clock here. 7 o'clock.
Same number. So what's your phone number?
7 o'clock Central Time.
What's the number?
So you on right after
Bia's
show.
Bia, yeah, he come on after. Well, we got another show come on too. We got three shows actually. We got Tricky Ricky. So I usually try to hit them all. Last week I hit them all. We hit Big Clark. We hit Tricky Ricky.
What up, Drag?
Big Drag, I heard Tricky. Tricky Ricky went into combat and did a little something last week or something.
Yeah, I've seen the video. He was out front and his car backfired. Looked like he may have coast through and win, but he was supposed to clear the boy.
Oh, okay.
But Ricky was definitely out front.
Yeah, Big Fred, I passed that number on to you. It's 347-215-8762.
Slow down, man. I got to get on your show. B, even though I'm going to give you all the shit in the world. What is it?
347.
Okay.
215-8762.
Now, you ain't going to mute my motherfucking mic, is you?
Do that, Chemo.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm going to mute your goddamn mic. Well, I'm already here. Damn right I am.
Damn, BC, I thought we was better than that, man. Yeah, damn.
I'm going to get tweeted. I'm going to get tweeted. I'm going to get tweeted and blow your ass night. Off.
Hey, man, you know what? I think I was talking to Tweet down at Valdosta.
And Valdosta?
Yeah. Well, Tweet and Valdosta.
The last time you were there?
Yeah, he's telling me about a show he was supposed to. Did he have a show over in Macon the week before we come down there?
No, Tweet from Mississippi.
No, that ain't. Tweet from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tweet going to be the one to blow your ass out.
Yeah, I hope so. Somebody got to blow it out. But, mm-hmm. Well, Tweet, don't leave home without his ass now.
Oh, yeah, he's going to bring it.
What color is Tweet's car?
Tweet, tell him what you got, Tweet.
I got a Camaro. Stop
suspension, Tweet?
I just got the car. I don't know what that is.
Yep. That's what you got.
Small block 28, one turbo. Mustang.
Now, hey, BT. Now, by the time Kimo get out here, we're going to have two turbos on that motherfucker.
Oh, don't scare him off. Goddamn.
Oh,
no,
he ain't going to scare me off, man. I'm coming to play, man. What's wrong with you, man?
He won't never blow his ass off. You keep telling that.
Hey, man. Kimo ain't scared, man.
Man, shit. How many times we try to lock Kimo in? How many times Kimo locked up a race?
BT.
How many times Kimo?
Y'all try to lock me in when I know I'm going over to make it.
Think about this. You know your boy Lil Tony, he came down twice. I think he was headed down that third time. Something happened to him. He had to pay the park out on that. But he came to Darlington, went to Orangeburg, and then he came down to South Dalton. But you ain't came but one place. So what'd that make you?
BT, I went to 41, and I come down to Macon. What'd that make me?
How many races you locked in for the shows you did?
I locked in three races down in Macon, and me and Beers ran over at 41.
Did any of them races in Macon happen that you locked in?
Nah, Tony couldn't make it, man. What you want me to do, drive?
I'm talking about your car. I ain't talking about Tony's car. Yeah, I ain't.
Tony drives. Listen. Tony drives my car, BT.
Yeah.
Something came up. Tony couldn't make it.
Okay, so you didn't do those three races then.
I didn't do the making races, but I raced Beers and Beers beat.
Kimo, we got you a race down here. Don't
okay, duck. And we coming, man. We coming down there. What part y'all understand?
You gonna lock a race in up for Brazen?
We're gonna get something locked in.
Yeah, well, I supposed to have been racing Gadget. Not Gadget talking about, no, he ain't going to do it.
Gadget ain't got no business running no turbo.
Well, see, here's the thing. Turbo car works pretty good out today, so I'm coming to race these guys in the eighth.
We got turbo cars running the eighth out here, man. You ain't on somebody turbo that can only ride a goddamn car. What the hell wrong with you?
Listen,
ain't all the turbos can run. We got a car down here running eight.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But a nitrous car, everybody, it's a known fact. Known fact that nitrous cars get it to the eighth.
Yeah.
Right around. They ain't like I'm saying I'm racing the nitrous cars out the back door. No, we was racing nitrous cars to the eighth. So, quite naturally, the nitrous cars got the advantage over me.
No. You really don't.
Hey, BET.
Hmm?
Big Clock, BET. Anybody going over to the turkey shootout?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it over there. That's Bobby Wildchild. I'm gonna try to make it over there. Go over there and support him, man.
How long a drive is that for y'all, Chris? The Wildchild.
Over at Albany, I think that's gonna be about 8 hours.
This is a little farther than Macon.
Yeah.
The last time we went, man, I think it was right at 8 hours for us, correct. But yeah.
Y'all
got a little better travel than us, though, because y'all ain't got to go through the mountains. We got to go through the mountains getting over there. You know,
yeah.
Boy, you got to have your towing equipment right, man, so farming with the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that's why I was telling Tony Buss we would like to have some kind of deposit put up. So when we go down to Florida, we got to go through the mountains to get that trip down
there. Ain't no getting around them. I know, God dog at all. When I go to make it with my setup, I make sure I go through down to there during the time.
Hey, Meatball, you still on?
Ball might have took it on in, man.
Yeah, I think he had that 4 o'clock date in the morning.
Yeah, but I'll be having to get up real early, man.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
You gonna go on that three look and Gadget go on dance a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, all the thing I could do is make the suggestion. You know as well as I know three love's gonna be, he gonna make the final call. You know what I'm saying? He asked me what I think. I told him. If they sit like him, he got around.
Yeah.
But Gadget said he ain't gonna put no 28s on his car.
No, he got regular 29s on him.
Yeah, oh, three lug ain't gonna run him with no 29s on him, let me tell you that now. Plus three lug got a stock suspension car, you know.
Yeah, would three lug take the back tie?
Nah, we don't want no back tie, man. We ain't crazy. We like to get a back tie. We don't like to take it.
Okay.
How y'all gonna get it back to our drag with our three little car and it's already slow? You gonna get it back to our too.
We only reason that we gonna do it with it because you got something to do with the car he runs. Something bound to happen.
I took your money one time, Drag. I'm gonna take it
again
now.
You beat me. I bet it in the finals against Tony Wright. You beat me.
Man, where is that crazy motherfucker at anyway?
Nobody heard from Tony.
Yeah, you ain't gonna hear from him until the week before Bradenton.
Yeah.
Then all hell gonna break.
Yes, sir. Because he gonna get on here and tell you what he gonna do, and he damn sure do what he say he do.
Yeah, man, he's been bullshitting lately. You know, he gonna hold up for it.
BT, that little honey you want from me, I'd have been out. I'd have clinked your clock if you'd have been over there and make it.
I'll plug them curls or whatever you got plugged up in there.
Tell you what,
yeah. I'd have clinked your clock on the third because I knowed you'd have went off.
Hey, man, I want to take my hats off to the white boys, man. The white boys tell them boys put them 28s on, and they handle their business, whether it's Big Low or whoever, man. The white boys do not bullshit.
Yeah, they getting it done. They getting it done.
You put them same tires they got on, they going to go to your ass.
You know, I've seen the white boys when we was all in Hollis Springs here about a month ago, and they knocked the tires off. They ran, they actually ran with them, and I think I did better against with them, with lack of my better judgment, because I wanted with them. But then I seen the white boy, and I know how consistent they normally be, and them songs gonna knock the tires off for that money, and took me with them.
Damn.
But they real consistent with them 28s on. I hadn't paid it much attention until somebody mentioned it. They said, man, they ain't got them slicks on, they got drag radios on. But shoot, by that time, I had to lock that money up.
Now, when they came to Milan, they looked pretty good for that little shootout that we had here. They made it down the track pretty good, and I was impressed with it, too. Based on what I've seen just on the videos, you know, when they first came out with that car, Teddy came a long way, and that something is getting down through there. So I guess
they're real consistent
with
it.
So, Kimo, what we going to do, man? So you got three races locked in. You got what? Two races locked in for February the 9th. We got locked in for Bradenton? Kimo.
I'm here. What's going on?
I said, okay, we got two races locked in. We got for the knife. We got what you got. We got they got Big Chris on the knife of February, and the other guy with the Camaro, right? And what we got locked in for Bradenton?
Little Tony got Gadget locked in for Bradenton, and Tony Butson if they show up.
Okay. Well, I thought Little Tony's going to try to do something with the primetime camp, too. I thought they have been in negotiations.
Yeah, he was going to try to do something with, Seven Up still running. I thought he was trying to do something with that. And Little Red Riding Hood, I don't know if they coming over to Bradenton.
Yeah, he'll probably be that big camp.
Okay.
Are the boys from Chicago going?
Danier usually go.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I say I'm not going because I would love to go, but I just got so much stuff I got going on. Then I got the grandbaby stuff for Christmas, man. My daughter ain't going to be able to do it, so I'm going to have to do it. I just got to sit back for a minute. If I wasn't fumbling with this car trying to get it ready, I would probably do it, but that's going to take away getting my car, you know, fumbling with the car, so I'm going to sit out.
Yeah. I don't know who else going anywhere, so.
A couple of guys from Chicago go, but I know for sure Donye usually go. He makes them distant races like that.
What about Three Love?
I don't think Three Love going to go. I think Three Love got his car put up for the season. I know he told me the other day he was draining the water and putting antifreeze in, and he was going to put in the garage on the jack stand. Yeah.
What about King Biz?
VS got his stuff already jacked up on stands and put up.
Biz trying to make Fat Tuesday. I think he said that was his next race.
Yeah. Biz always he usually show up on Fat Tuesday. He'll be there. He'll be we all be there for Big Chris race. I'm pretty sure unless something changes as far as the race.
And that's that Saturday. That's the Saturday, February the 9th.
Right.
Right. And then we got the.
Well, they know. You know. From us, the direction that we got to come is no big deal for us because we go past going to Lena, coming from Chicago.
Now, Lena's around Carthage. I'm actually from Mississippi, from Canton.
Well, Lena ain't too far from Canton. It ain't too far from Canton.
Yeah, that's what my people were telling me. Because my people was telling me, and James Smith, they run the junkyard. That's my granddaddy's cousin. So, you know,
yeah.
I got a lot of real information from them cats on how to get there. So I'm just trying to plan my time from work, you know, so I can, like I said, we got the Girls Inc. Banquet. That's January. And then, like I said, you got Bradenton. All this is around the holiday, you know. The Bradenton right before the holiday, then the Girls Inc. Banquet the 19th of January. And then this, you know, the Fat Tuesday coming up right after that.
Yeah.
So,
that's
I just got to make
Tuesday, boy. I'm telling you, that's the quickest I've ever seen. I've seen it like the week after Valentine's Day. But, boy, I ain't never seen this early. And I've been going there for close to 15 years. That's quick, man. That's real. That really shuts us down with, you know, the time to do things. That's why I'm fumbling with my car every day, trying to get stuff done, you know, so I don't be trying to do it all in a hurry.
Right.
Kimo, still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What up, man?
Big Chris gonna be down there testing. You better get tested.
Oh shit! I'm finally trying. I'm damn sure finna be testing. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
I got to show BET. I ain't no play pretty.
Yeah, you better, cause you'll never live it down. You saw a bitch.
Hey, we're speaking of WT with Katrina. Big Chris, what did he do? BT, what did he do? Did he ever give him another call?
No, he said it's gonna be a minute. It's gonna be a minute. I think I talked to him a couple weeks ago over there at Hattiesburg, and he said it's gonna be a minute. He said he should be ready for Fat Tuesday, but he ain't gonna make no difference.
What happened with the car?
He wrecked it. It over in Selma back in August, I think.
Hey, BET.
Yeah.
Hey, he got it out of the shop now.
Is he?
Yeah, he done got it back. I talked to him other day, he said he got it back. He'll be ready.
Okay, that's what's up then. There you have it, Big Greg. Get your truck back ready in the hell. You got a raise, I guess, so I know WT ain't that. I know that. As long as he got oil pressure, he ready to race. I was looking forward to that race. Your ass go down there and hit the damn wall, man. Shit. I saw you when you first came out there. Made one hell of a hit.
Yes,
it's gonna be a damn good one now. You gonna go down there and hit the damn wall? Shit,
Greg, you still there, Greg?
Come on, Greg,
dropped off.
I think he fell off.
Greg, he dropped off.
Yeah, I think you know might have been somewhere he. You know,
hey,
BT,
they got that green car for sale. The 901 boys, they sell that car.
Yeah, they got it up for sale.
Oh. What's going on?
It's G-Shot.
What's going on, G? Who in that?
What up, man? Hey, what you think little Tony would do with that bumblebee against my big old Dodge?
Oh, D-Shot, he going to get next to you, man. He can't give you nothing, man. That big Dodge don't have, they ain't bullshit. It got somewhere to be, man.
Oh. Y'all for sure going to be at Hattiesburg? Hattiesburg?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't sure I'm going to make it to Bremerton or not, you know. I'm a one-man crew, so I got my money, you know. It comes up and down, up and down.
Yeah, that's understandable, but I'm quite sure we're going to be in. You know what? Big Drag and them turned us on to this Hattiesburg deal. This will be our third year going. We like it down there.
I've been going ever since it started, man. But, you know, the state gave me a vacation for a little bit, so I've been gone. I was gone for a little
right.
bit. You know.
Yeah. They sent you to training school.
Yeah. They straightened me right up.
they got their way to straighten people out, you know.
Shit, we've been going for a while.
Yeah, but we plan on being down at Fat Tuesday. We plan on being there.
Yeah.
I like it, man. We have fun when we go down there, you know.
Yeah.
I never seen as many grudge races in the house, man. And I never seen. Last year I seen them. They actually had to bus people in. A few of our guys left early. Man, that Tuesday they was busing guys in. To that race.
Yeah, I was there. I was down there. I just didn't have no car yet. Done.
Yeah. And you get the one thing about that Fat Tuesday that I seen, you meet guys from all over the country come down there to that thing. So I like that race. I'm definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
Kimo, what was the weather like down there at that time?
Oh man, shit! It's good, man. It gets nifty at night, but it ain't no nifty like up here. It's like 60 degrees, but during the day it's 80 and 90 degrees.
Yeah, man, he suffer with BET's funky ass.
Fuck you, sir.
I said I had to even eat supper with your funky ass one time. BET.
What down there?
Yeah. At Hattiesburg.
Who was there?
G-Shot.
Oh, yeah, G-Shot. Damn sure did. I tried to get somebody to knock a hole in your ass, too, but I couldn't find him.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to find somebody that can do that.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder, man.
Keep letting me play with her. It's getting harder and harder.
You keep hollering about you ain't got no Nigers. You come to the track with number Nigers car and you want a motherfucker to run you your own motor, but
nah, I ain't want nobody to run me on motor, just get it right. Just get down. They ain't got to.
Fast as that big heavy motherfucker is though, G-Shot. Damn, man. It's gonna be hard for you to get one, you know.
Man, 650 slow, man.
Man, I ain't gonna fucking 650.
I'm going to say Shawanda. Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Kev, you here? Well,
yeah.
Kev, so what you got planned for 2013, man? What you going to do?
Oh, man, the car is over at the shop getting my roll cage put in right now.
So you are going to engage.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
You know, I'm like G-Shot. I'm a one-man show, you know. I don't have no sponsor. Nobody has nothing by myself.
Okay. Are you going to Fat Tuesday? Do you plan on going to Fat Tuesday?
Yeah, I think I'm going to ride in your truck if it's okay with you.
I ain't got no problem. I'm taking the plane. I got the jet on standby. I got people down there, and the good thing about that,
my job, like tomorrow. I'm supposed to be leaving. Well, I got to get confirmation. I'm leaving the country tomorrow for my job. But we have a plant in down in Mississippi, and I'm going to show, try my hardest, my damnedest, to have them send me down there for that week on them.
Right.
So I've been planning around visiting these other plants. I'm leaving the one in Mississippi until February. I'm trying to, so that'll work out just fine, you know. Like I said, my wife already, they on my ass. They told me, well, you're going to Bradenton and you're going to go to this banquet, which they told me I'm not leaving them. They're going to the banquet too. They're going to Atlanta, so they already let me know that. Then turn around and go on a Fat Tuesday. She's like, hell no. Y'all, you got some other shit going on.
Hey, Big Fred, I'm with you. You know, I'm with your wife and the kids. You ain't leaving me.
So I told Mom, you know, but hey, I want to get to try to hit somebody, hit these last events. The Bradenton, that's going to be a hard one, but I'm gonna see can I make that. You know, like I said, I'm trying to kick this off with this Grudge Inc. and the Big Fred Faso Promotions, and you know, I got a lot of things I'm trying to accomplish with this. And I see that you guys, I'm kind of liking this, how everybody's unified and keeping it real. You know, you got some guys that's like Kimo's, like Tommy, BT call what they call them, play pretties. But for the most part, that you got some serious racists, you know. And
Joe started to play pretty.
Right. Like the good conversation, Big Drag, Big Clark, you know, they chiming in. So I think we're gonna have a great 2013, man. It's gonna be some drag racing. It's gonna be some scores settled. You know, it's gonna be some new rivalries emerge.
Hey Fred, Kimo and BET, can y'all find me some H bodies around?
Some old
what?
Who got the background noise?
That's me, sorry.
Find me some what?
Find me some H bodies. Vegas, right?
Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas. Yeah, we got a couple over here. We got a couple here in the city. Here in the city. I got a partner right now with a Vegas station wagon that shit like you. You know, so we can find something.
All
how
right.
Much are you
okay, got? Oh, I'll you catch you. Go ahead, Fred.
You know what I'm saying? You about way much as a Mustang, right?
No, but you know, I'm trying to stay within my class.
Less. You weigh less than a Mustang.
Well, you know what? Hey. Like, here's the thing. Ain't too many of them little motherfuckers running around here, but there's some out here that I'm quite sure we can get you accommodated with.
I got one guy out of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I just got in touch with this guy at the last Grudge Inc. show Big Clark had. I call him Alagala.
What color
he got, it's hell out of that zombie moved so fast I couldn't see but a streak. I'm knowing that he will engage with you. I'm thinking it's a Pinto. It's not a Vega.
Yeah.
It's a Pinto.
It's small tire car?
I don't know what that motherfucker is. But I know he read the rate.
Hey, BET.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you now. If we can work it out, I don't care if you got a big tire or a small tire car. If we can work it out, we gonna run.
When you coming out?
I'll be down next year. First year, 2013.
You'll be at Clark Race then on Fat Tuesday.
We'll make Fat Tuesday. We will not make Fat Tuesday.
You won't make Fat Tuesday.
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
But what about
the shop right now.
What about March 17th?
We could probably hit it on my 1 minute schedule. I have to get back with Fred and talk to him and see what we can come up with.
So we'll try to set up for some March 17th. I think Whit's doing another show in Hot Springs March 17th. And,
small block here.
I don't know what he got, but I call him Alagala.
Yeah,
Alagala.
He ran in a gambler's race down in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, well, it's a small block car, small tire car, but even if it's a big tire car, we work out something. You know, even disrespect, we work out something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just getting more roll cage put in the car because, you know, everybody's got on me about the car, so you know, we have to extend it.
Okay, well, just get when you get ready, I know Alagala will be ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fred and I'm on the show, dude. Fred's my VP, man, so Fred, take care of it.
We get it. We get it worked out. We get it worked out.
Good evening, everybody.
What's up,
hey,
man?
What's going on, Buck Red, G-Shot, BET, Big Clark, Kimo, how y'all doing, man?
Man,
all
right, good. Hey, Larry, you feel about me?
Oh, Big Shape, you know I can't get you out of that KO.
Larry, what's happening?
I heard you talking, so you know I ain't forgot about you. What's going
on? Oh, man, we just did, one step at a time.
Yeah, I was wondering where you was at, Larry. I just asked Lil Bronx where you were, Larry, at, you know?
Auto show. I missed Tails' show last night. I went to the auto show they had up here, and it was a really, really nice old school cars and race cars and. They had the cars in there, the guys that were premier drag racers. Everything, man. It was really nice, man.
Hey, Larry, I made it home.
You made it?
Yeah.
Hey,
Larry.
Yeah.
They didn't have Tony Butts Camaro in there?
Kimo, be nice, man.
No, I didn't see that. Yeah.
Yeah, they said you said it was the premier racers.
Yeah, some of them. Like, you know what? I had wanted to talk to Lil Tony. I wanted to address Lil Tony because when Sasha Martin was running, I remember a young fella by the name of Bam that came out of Detroit.
That's
and,
Lil Tony.
Okay, we was at the track together when Ronnie Sox had that accident, and they say he got killed in that accident, and I was. We was had a discussion about it today because I thought that I remember Ronnie Sox getting killed at that event because it was Larry Nance was there, Bam was there. I don't know if Walter Payton's car was there or not, but I was trying to get my memory refreshed. So if Tony was Bam, Tony was the one that knocked off Larry Nance that year when I was down there. But I wanted to ask him that question. But they had Sox and Martin car there. They had Sox and Martin car there. Man, they had some of the premier guys, you know, down at the place. It was really nice, man.
And they did not have Tony Butts Camaro there.
No, they didn't have that Camaro there.
Wow. Hey,
Kimo Larry, who was the guy out of Cleveland? I just got confirmation that he's back. He will be racing this year. What is his name out of Cleveland, Ohio?
I don't know that guy.
Shit, what is his name?
He racing where?
He's out of Cleveland, Ohio. He said his car is done. They just did all the testing and stuff, but he's waiting. He's going to show up at Fat Tuesday.
He's grudge racing.
Yeah, he's grudge racing now, but he used to run with Bam Toys and them all the time.
Oh, you talking about
Killer Brooks.
Yeah, Killer Brooks is back.
Yeah.
So
he's
coming to the grudge
game. Kimo don't know nothing about that. He's a fake racer.
No.
That's I'm doing fake as that Camaro that's supposed to be in that show over there. With the premier guys.
I seen all the premier. Hey, Kimo, all the premier cars was there, but I didn't see that one of drag cars there. You know. And, but I sure was looking for them, the Harlem Hall of Famer cars. I sure was looking for him to be up at that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you said
Tony Butts. Hey, Tony Butts out of Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To record a message.
Yeah, I remember. I remember hearing that name out of Detroit.
You ain't seen him in a while, huh?
No, I ain't seen him in a while. But the few times that I did see him, he was engaging. I did see him.
Last time you seen him,
was in a long time, a pretty good while. But what I do know that he was engaging. I do remember that much.
Last time you seen Chemo, he wasn't doing nothing.
Last time Larry seen me out, I was hitting the wall.
And I was doing my part, Chemo, checking on you and making sure that you made it home safe.
Yes, she was.
That's right. That's the way it's full to go. That's the only way I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it 100.
That's right. We talk
this little stuff and we do our little do, but when it get out to the nitty gritty, we supposed to be there for each other, man.
That's right.
And, you know,
that's right.
Not to cut nobody off real quick, but you know, we had majority of you know, class racers, bracket racers on last night, and we tried to explain to them that, you know, we stick together, you know, and they love our program, they want to come with us, you know.
Yeah. That's right.
Man,
hey, Chemo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Chemo.
Yeah.
I'm seriously. Did you take your medication today?
Nah, I ain't take it. Tony Buss. He kind of got me off of it.
Tony. Hey, Chemo.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Yeah.
What's happening with Tony Buss, man? I keep hearing you mention that name. What's happening with Tony Buss, man?
Man, because they trying to win. They don't want us to give him the fake-ass racer award, the Buss Motorsports.
Oh,
he earned that this year.
Yeah, give it to me. I accept that.
Tony, you on the phone?
Yeah.
Tony, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Tony, can you let everybody know how you came up in the game, how you used to run it over Red Chevelle back on 12th Street and move everybody's ass with it?
Yeah, I used to do a lot of street racing back then.